We have our guest on the phone, Zach Widdup, who is a longtime WEFT supporter, air shifter. Zach does occasionally does the Grateful Dead Hour, probably more than I know, because I know those commitments get, built up over time. So that's a great thing. Technically, on the team that works on the transmitter and all the technical stuff, radio transmission here for the station, we really appreciate Zach. And besides that, is one of the administrators for CU Bands and Fans. So welcome to the program, Zach. We're glad to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Zach.
So what did we not say about you? What do people need to know about Zach Widdup?
Oh, probably other things. I am a fine art photographer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part. And boy, you are right on Facebook and, checking in with all of the bands. I see you interested or attending all these music events around town and see you at them frequently.
Yeah, I get around.
So what's going on with CU Bands and Fans? I read something the other day that you might be developing an app for that.
Well, first of all, can you describe what it is, how you or whoever came up with the idea for it, how long it's been around, and give us a little background.
Sure. Back in 2011, I think it was either March or May, Terry Miller Brown had been taking photographs of bands around the town, around the area, and she'd been putting them on her personal Facebook page. But she thought, I want something different, something that maybe would have a wider audience. So she created the CU Bands and Fans Facebook page and began posting photos on there. And then in September, we were both at one of Boomerang's boom jams that they have in their parking lot every summer. And I think I was taking some pictures of bands, and I talked to her. I think I'd maybe met her earlier, but I talked to her there quite a bit, and she got the idea she'd like to have me as also as an admin on the Facebook page. So she put me on there, and we both took a lot of photographs of bands around town for some years, well, actually up to the present, but we were posting them there, and we started having a lot of people following us and more people, and they enjoyed the photographs. And then at some point we started doing a list of the bands that were playing live music in the area daily. And it started out mostly just in the Champaign-Urbana area. And then Terry had an accident where she hurt her leg and she was in the hospital for a couple weeks and couldn't do that. She was doing it before that. And I took it over, and I've done it ever since. And like I said, we started out doing bands in the Champaign-Urbana area, and it began to expand. I began to expand it out. And right now, I try to cover just about all the live music that I know is happening within 90 or 100 miles out to Peoria, Springfield, maybe even farther. And a lot of people like that. We've got, I think, 11,000 followers on the Facebook page. Somehow including people like the Modern West, which is Kevin Costner's band, and Deanna Martin, who is Dean Martin's daughter. I don't know how they ended up as followers, but they are. But we have people, I've been told by people in as far off as Springfield and Decatur that they also look at it to see what's going on with the live music in their area now. And I don't think there's anyone else in the area who's doing anything like that. As far as that app goes, we started having someone work on that over a year ago, I think. And he was really busy, and he wasn't spending a lot of time on it, and he ran into some problems and didn't think he could finish it. So we turned it over to someone else. We found someone else who could do it, and they've just about got it done. So we're just about to release that, hopefully very soon. And another thing is Terry came up with this idea for a web page where bands could, for a small fee, get mentioned on there. And if they had electronic press kits, we would post their information about what they do and contact information and possibly a short video. And also, I think venues can also be part of that. So someone, say a venue, is interested in getting a band, they can go to that page and look and see if there's a band on there that fits what they want and that they'd like to get to play at their venue. And,
I bet that would be a really popular feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Again, no one else is doing anything like that that I know. And this has been really successful also.
I must say that when I am preparing the list of live music to, to announce for the week, the first place I go is CU Bands and Fans.
It's a very handy tool for us.
Yeah. Thanks.
And I can't possibly do all of your entire list because that would be the whole show right there. Yeah. But we do the local stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm the guy who puts it together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate it for sure. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your program that you host, because we want to do a little cross promotion there too. What's with Grateful Dead Hour? When is it? And what do you play?
Obviously, oh yeah, it's it's from 8 to 10 p.m. every Saturday night. It had been going for a number of years ago, and then it kind of lapsed. Nobody was doing it, and then Dave Wozzani thought he would get it going again. We needed to send David Gans requested that we send some money for the show. So we put together a little event to get donations for that, and David Gans was actually here. He was in the WEFT studio.
He was actually in our house as well. We hosted him overnight.
Oh, great. So anyway, then we decided to restart it, and there were like six of us. There were a lot of people who expressed interest, but it seemed like eventually six of us took part in it, and we figured we would rotate so that each person would have to do the show maybe once every month or so, and then it came down to five and then four people, so there's four people currently doing it, and it works out that each of us gets a show about once a month. Mm-hmm. Which is a little less frantic than trying to do it every week. It's two parts. The Grateful Dead Hour is the program prepared by David Gans every week, and that's from 8 to 9. And then from 9 to 10, we have the Vault Hour, which is that the person who's doing it can play any live show of his choosing. It doesn't have to be the Grateful Dead. 1 hour of some live show that I think the only requirement is that it hasn't been released as an album.
Hmm.
And there's so many of those out. I do a lot of the Grateful Dead shows from the past as part of that, but I've also done some other bands, Bill Lesh and Friends, Widespread Panic, even a band called Moxie Fruvis that used to play here in town.
Oh, we know Moxie Fruvis quite well. Yes. That's a great band.
Love them.
Yeah. So I really enjoy doing it.
Zach, explain, if the concert hasn't been released as an album, how do you get it? Where do you find it to play?
Archive.org has many, many concerts that they have, I think. Some of them may be copies of the same concert or recorded by a different person, but I think there's 11,000 versions of Grateful Dead concerts on there.
Oh, wow.
And only a tiny, tiny percentage of them have been released as albums. Mm-hmm. There's some by other bands, too, like Widespread Panic, and you can find a lot on YouTube. Like, I went to Phases of the Moon Festival in September 2014, I think it was, over by Danville, Kennecuck County Park. And some of the performances by people over there that I really liked, I found them on YouTube, and I was able to extract the audio from that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
play them as the shows too.
Okay.
Yeah, those technical skills come in handy a lot around WEF, don't they?
Speaking of that, Zach, tell us, where did you obtain, how did you develop your technical skills? I know you are a ham radio operator, but tell us how you got interested in that and all these other technical skills that you have.
I got interested in ham radio with one of my grade school teachers. I believe I was in eighth grade. He was a ham, and he talked to some of us. He talked to us about it, and he started a little class after the regular classes were over to teach us Morse code and the theory that we would need to pass an exam. And I got my first license in April of 1967. And then later that inspired me to study electrical engineering here at the U of I. That's why I came to town. I lived up north. This was a little town called Plainfield near Joliet. And I came down here to study electrical engineering. And eventually I did various engineering jobs over the years. I ended up, currently I'm an electronics engineer at the U of I. So at my previous job, I learned a lot about converting one format of a file to another. We did a lot of things with graphics files. So I learned how to convert them into all sorts of various forms. So I can probably change just about any type of graphics file and any other type.
Well, I tell you, you are the go-to guy around here whenever there are, you know, issues with and especially the radio transmission issues that we have every once in a while. So we certainly appreciate you. Website for people to go to for CU Bands and Fans, just search on it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
CU Bands
and stay
fans.
Tuned for the release of the app. When's that going to come out, do you think?
We're not sure exactly. We're hoping by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let us know for sure when it is, and we'll make sure folks know about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us today. Zach Woodup of CU Bands and Fans and the Grateful Dead Hour. Are you going to be on tomorrow?
No, I think the 10th or 11th, whatever that weekend is.
Okay.
The 10th I'll be on.
Okay, so tune in every week and eventually you'll hear Zach.
All right. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Okay, thanks.